For more than three decades, Chuck Leavell has made a living as a professional musician, playing piano in big-name bands and touring the world. And Leavell's played with the best of them, the Allman Brothers, Dr. John, Blues Traveler, the Black Crowes, George Harrison, the Indigo Girls, to name a few. Currently, Leavell's the keyboardist for the Rolling Stones, a job he's had since the 1980s. All this touring and studio recording may sound like enough to keep Leavell busy, but believe it or not, Leavell has another full-time job.
Trees and keys, man. That's what's happening.
That's right, trees. He's written a book about trees. It's called Forever Green. When Leavell's not busy doing this... he's busy as a professional tree farmer, and an award-winning tree farmer at that. And if that sounds strange to you, you're not alone.
A lot of people say, gosh, you know, do you really get out there with those chainsaws and really get out there with those tools and, you know, ride horses, and aren't you worried you're going to hurt yourself? And, man, you can't live your life like that. You know, you got to be reasonably careful, of course, safety first. But I love doing those things, man. You know, of course I'm going to go work in the woods. That's part of the deal.
You can't play with splinters. You got to wear those gloves.
I spoke with Chuck Leavell earlier this year, and as we sat in a studio with, as he put it, a beautiful hardwood floor, Leavell said his career in trees started quite unexpectedly when he and his wife, Rose Lane, inherited a parcel of land in Georgia after the death of her grandparents, a family farm called Charlane Plantation.
So all of a sudden we wake up with this responsibility. And there were all these challenges. Of course, the first challenge is you've lost a loved one in the family, and you go through that period of grief. And then you come out of that and you say, all right, now what? We've got to pick up some pieces here. This is a responsibility. This is family heritage here. We know we want to take care of this land. I know I can't row crop. Cattle wasn't in the picture. I want to be making records and touring. And one day my brother-in-law at the breakfast table said, well, you might think about planting it in trees. You know, he said, yeah, you bring it along and 15 or 18 or so years, you'll do some thinning, it'll become a better forest, and as time goes on, eventually you'll get into high-grade products, and it creates good wildlife habitat. This thing just started fascinating me. I never really thought about trees. It's, you know, I just took it for granted. You walk in a park, you see an oak tree, oh, isn't that nice and lovely, let's sit down. And so I started checking out books from the library, going to seminars, and the more I learned, the more fascinated I became.
You have 2,200 acres.
That's right, yeah. Probably two-thirds of it planted in forest. And they're all in different stages, you know. Bob, some are mature pines is 50 or 60 years old. Some of them are 3 or 4 years old. Some of them are 12 years old. It's largely pine trees down there, loblolly pine, slash pine, and longleaf. But we do have some nice upland and lowland hardwoods.
So you don't need Keith and Mick. You've got a thriving business going.
Well, you know, let me say that you're certainly not going to make a huge living off of tending 2,200 acres of forest. It's not the same as if you have another job and another passion like I do. You know, I'm not going to stop rocking and rolling. I'm going to keep that up as long as I can.
But you were the 1999 Tree Grower of the Year nationally.
Indeed, Rose Lane and I were selected as National Outstanding Tree Farmers 1999, and we're very proud of that. It was out of 65,000 other landowners that we were selected, and that's a very high honor. And so we do a lot of, you know, I do public speaking, go to groups across the country and talk about forestry and try to keep the interest up. And Rose Lane and I are also very dedicated to education down at Charlane Plantation. We have a nature trail that we have kids out to walk the trail. We have something like 30 different species of trees that are identified and named with the Latin name and the common name so that kids can learn a little bit about that. And we talk about not just the trees, but about the flora and the fauna within. We just give them a beginning point to start thinking about this issue, because you know what, one day they're going to grow up and they're going to go into a voting booth and they're going to make some decisions about policy that'll have to do with our country and our country's forests, and I would like those kids to be as well informed as they possibly can when they go in that situation.
Okay, we're losing forests, but we're also planting trees. What's the net loss per year? Any idea?
Well, you know, we're actually slightly ahead of the game right now. You know, we were in trouble back in years past, and We're much smarter about things now. The practices in the woods for harvesting trees is much more efficient, is much smarter. The usage in the mills is much better, much more efficient. We use 98% of every tree that's cut down now. That used to not be the case. We're a lot wiser in terms of reforestation. We're a lot wiser in terms of forest management practices. Let's face it, we all love wood. I wouldn't have this marvelous piano to play if it weren't for wood. We wouldn't have our fine furniture. We wouldn't be reading books and magazines. We wouldn't have the wood it takes to build our homes. And there's so many other uses of wood. You can go deep into it and talk about cellulose derivatives that go into toothpaste and rayon clothing and rayon tires. We need areas to grow timber for production, and we need areas that we use for recreation and for aesthetics, and we need to do both of them very, very wisely and carefully.
Do you play music to your trees?
Well, I think it's the reverse, actually. The trees play music to me. You know, there's nothing more wonderful to me than to be able to walk in my woods and hear the music of the wind through the pines and the music of the birds singing in those forests. And, you know, I think that's the way it works.
Pianist and tree farmer Chuck Lavelle. His solo album is Forever Blue, and as you might expect, it's dedicated to trees. Lavelle's on tour with the Rolling Stones through August of next year. Then it's back home to Georgia to tend his personal forest. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards.